FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. Same, stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hannah.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon. Happy Sunday, everyone. This is your Kona broadcasting live from Nassau, Bahamas, and we're on Your Lane Talk Show. This is the 144th show for... I'm getting a feedback, y'all. For the year. Let's see something here. Testing? There you go. Yeah. So, you know, for those who are reaching out and listening to us for the first time. I'm getting a feedback. Yeah? You got it? You straight? Good. All right. For those who are tuning and listening. Troy, can you hear that? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's happening here. Producer. Okay, come on now. We got to get it together. Testing. There you go. We good. Thank you. All right, for those who are tuning to us for the first time, I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are a wonderful show. This is a show where we encourage, empower, and educate women of all ages. Of course, we're not neglecting our men. We have men that tune in and listen to the show all the time, and we want to continue to welcome those who have been faithfully tuning in to our show. Now, last week we had with us Darlene Sands. All right, this is the episode, Won't He Do It Part 4, I Survived the Loss of My Babies. Now, that show was just, it was touching. You know, I have people to this day who are still talking about it. I've had people who came to both she and myself stating that they've been there, you know, they have suffered through miscarriages, they've suffered through, you know, being able to hold, having stillbirths, but God, you know, so they've shared their testimonies as well that God is definitely a restorer. So, of course, this particular show caters to those who have had, you know, miscarriages or multiple miscarriages, went through abortion for whatever reason, because, you know, she shared her reason. And for those who have, you know, endured the death of their newborn, we discuss this. We discuss the faithfulness of God. We discuss healing, you know, how to get your mind back and how to rely and depend on the promises of God to ensure that, you know, you get what it is that he has promised you, which is to be fruitful and to multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion over the earth, right? If you want to know more about that particular show, you can go to www.guardiantalkradio or YouTube, Coach Trish Hannah. That's episode 143. I Survived the Loss of My Babies, okay? This week, we are closing out this life-changing Won't He Do It series. The entire short series was just phenomenal. All right, this is part five. And I want to flip the script because, as you know, before part the other parts of our series, we had women's, you know, and this particular day, we have a male, a man that's coming in, a male voice, y'all, coming in to testify of the goodness of God. And this title is I Survived a Heart Bound by Lust. Now, let me tell y'all something. When I get these topics right, sometimes I'd be like, man, you sure I should do this? Like, I don't know if I want to do this, but my passion, it's the passion that drives me. And this particular show was inspired by the fact that this my guest has been on my previous show when I was at Star 106 FM. And he spoke a little about, you know, his journey into becoming, all right, the man who he is today. And, you know, as I was consulting God about what that the final show would be about, he highlighted this guest to me. And I was like, okay, so how do I do this? So I was like, let me think of a topic that is quite suitable where men and women can actually. And of course, the topic is I Survived a Heart Bound by Lust. But this is how I want the show to be formatted. I want it to be in a way where we as women, and I say in we, but I'm straight, but you know, most women have an issue with if their husband or question if their husband or their significant other would ever change, you know, as far as, you know, them lusting over other women, having a sweetheart, you know, breaking their hearts for whatever reason, not able to commit, afraid of commitment. And so here it is, based on my guest's previous testimony from our last show, I was like, nah, let me see if I can get someone to come in to talk about this. And someone who's genuine, who's not ashamed of their past and able to share their journey. And so, of course, I had to bring none other than Troy. Now, with Troy, Troy is a senior, so obviously we're going to bring in, okay, now how are you training your son? What are you teaching him? So we're going to bring in the fact that, hey, are you actually talking to him about women now at this age, and what are you saying? So we're going to get into all of those questions. So just before we do, I want you to know that there are so many ways that we can be heard today. And the first one, of course, is on Guardian 96.9 FM dial, which, of course, most people, when they're out and about on Sundays, they're tuning into the radio, which is fine. We also have channel 969 on cable. We have channel 612 on BTC Flow channel. We have Guardian radio app for those who have Android or Apple. You can go ahead and dial. And then we're also on GuardianTalkRadio.com and Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, or YouTube, Coach Trish Hannah, and we are on live. So my question for the day, because you know we always have a question for the day. The question for the day is, do you believe a man faithfully can truly change and become faithful? All right, why or why not? That's the question of the day. And the number to call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Do you believe that a man who has lived unfaithfully can truly change and become faithful? All right. We definitely want to know your response to that question. Okay. Yerlene, Won't He Do It? Part 5, episode 144, I Survived a Heart Bound by Lust, is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Air Wick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. Now let's introduce our guest. Our guest today is none other than Troy E. Clark, Sr., ICAP. He is an internationally certified addiction professional and UNODC Global Master Trainer. He is the founding president and CEO of the National Lead Institute in the Bahamas and president of the Destiny Group, a personal and professional development consultancy. As a dynamic faith-based leader, Clark also serves as director of the ISOP, Bahamas National Character, and co-chair of the ISUP National Chapter's Advisory Committee. I hope I said that right. Beyond his professional credentials, he is a transformational speaker, lecturer, and host of the Reset Radio Talk Show on Dove 103.7 FM, where he empowers audiences with messages of truth and kingdom living. His testimony of overcoming brokenness and walking in God's purpose continues to inspire many, and he remains passionate about building resilient families and communities through faith, leadership, and service. So, Your Lane Talk Show audience, let us welcome none other than Troy E. Clark, Sr. Welcome, Troy. How are you?
I am awesome. I am great. It is so wonderful to speak into the lives of my fellow Bahamians back there in the Bahamas. Because, you know, I'm all the way up north here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And two things. I don't call myself senior because I never wanted a junior.
Ooh.
So normally I would say it's Troy Clark the first because he's the second because I tell him he have to have a third.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm doing very well. And it's ISUP, not ISUP.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for correcting me on that.
Be on track.
That's
and yes,
good.
Toastmaster Darlene Sands, she is phenomenal. And, you know, I've heard a story too. And she is really dynamic.
Well, Troy, we have already received an answer. And on Facebook, an answer is yes, a man can change and be faithful if he wants to. I've seen men do it, but with help, God, and counseling slash therapy, not on their own. Yeah.
She has my notes.
Yeah. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Facebook audience, I'm glad that you can hear me. I'm going to mute something real quick to figure out why I am still echoing. Troy, are you hearing an echo?
I'm not hearing an echo, but I'm going to turn back off my Zoom.
No, if you turn off the Zoom, then I don't think radio can hear you. But I can manage. Once radio and Facebook, once they're not hearing an echo, then we're good. Producer, are you hearing an echo?
She says.
Okay, so she's saying to just mute when you're not talking. And then I'll probably mute when you are. Yeah? Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Brittany. All right, so Troy, let me just do an icebreaker real quick, right? Before we get into the tea for what we can actually help for those who may think, oh my God, this man cannot change. I can't wait to hear I can't wait for you to share your testimony because I've heard a little of yours. So I want to know, what's one thing you're glad camera phones and social media wasn't around to capture during your past dating days? What's one thing you're glad camera phones and social media wasn't around to capture during your past dating days? Can't hear you.
Okay.
There you go.
Like Shaggy say,
It wasn't me.
And I'm glad it wasn't around then. So I could say and stand by that, it wasn't me. But nowadays, you can't say it wasn't me because, the thing is, you can still say it wasn't me these days because of AI.
Blame it on AI.
Right. Yes, AI did it.
Yeah. So you want to answer the question? So that's you? That's your answer there? This wasn't me?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Now.
So I can use that line back then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If cell phone and cameras, thank God it wasn't there.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Back then, I could stand by the lies and say it wasn't me.
You have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
I got you. So now, growing up, Troy, what shaped your view of love and relationships as a young man? And I asked that question because I have had someone on my show previously that said, hey, I was not faithful to my wife because I grew up in a family where having multiple women was a norm. That's like, hey, you a true man if you have two or three women by your side, or, you know, at some point have one in college, one at work, and one somewhere else. You know, so that was what he was accustomed to. And he said that he had to realize or eventually realize that this was not the way to go. What about you? What shaped your view of love and relationships?
What shaped my view of love and relationships was the positive relationships that I would have seen in men from the church I grew up in. Like, I could call names like God Roll, Hugh Roll, Gregory Bethel, the church I went to, Stephen Duncombe, Salem Union Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. But for me, I hope I'm answering this question right, but for me, what shaped me, that was on the positive side. The negative side, I think there were strongholds passed down from my father. And my father was a pastor of a church in Liberty City, Florida, but he would have been, you know, thank God he wasn't a pastor of the church here in Nassau, where he would have met my mom, and I think he prayed on my mom anyway, because he was much older than she was when she would have had me. And so I think not having that father figure in the home, positive father figure in the home, that would have shaped it. And so although I desire the kind of relationship that I saw the young men back then in my church, like I said, Utero, Garo, even my eldest brother, Jason Sanders. Mm-hmm. The thing is, for some reason, there were some strongholds that I didn't have the resiliency to avoid. And I succumbed to, you know, to what I end up receiving. And that would have been, quote unquote, the name Too Sweet. Yeah.
I remember that name. So everyone was calling you Too Sweet Troy, was it?
Yeah, Too Sweet. Like I shared on the last show, when I was in the military and I went to the other islands, sometimes I leave that islands, people would say a lot of the barometer for diabetes went up because Too Sweet landed on the island. That's how it was. You know?
So what would a typical lifestyle of of a sweet boy or a sweet lover, right? What did a normal week look like for you when it comes to women and relationships?
Well, for me, I never considered myself, although they give me the name Too Sweet. I didn't give my name that. Mm-hmm. Folks give me that name. But I never look at myself as a lover. I never wanted to be considered a lover or a player because I despise those names. I despise what people did, although I was doing it in action. And a typical week, basically, when I got involved in that type of lifestyle, actually, I would say after 21, between the ages of 21 until I really became, I would say, a full man in my 40s, basically, I was what we call an undercover lover. And when I say undercover lover, I wasn't brazen and bold out of it. It just so happened that I realized the strongholds that were part of my life left me wounded in the sense that people knew that I was in ex relationships after a child came forth. Mm-hmm. And so I desired so much of having that particular relationship, although I could not hold the relationship. And so those relationships would have been short-lived. And most of the times, there were relationships in between the real relationship, what I would have called toy relationships as such, not necessarily committed relationship. At a short period, I would be committed to A. And then in between A and B, when we break up, I would be with C, D, E, F, G in between. And so I just was looking for that relationship, that love. And as I tell my story, you will find out that all of that happened because of the rejection of my father in my life. I found that out, and I'll tell this, I don't get to that story yet, how I found that out. Mm-hmm. But the typical was, you know, Troy seeing Lady A, Lady B, Lady C, and it was tiring. It was a tiring life. For me, I'm in the cut.
So you were dating three women at a time, or back to back, or interval? What was going on?
I would say, the word is consecutively. Yeah,
right.
Consecutively, right. Not concurrently. Okay, not consecutively. Together.
So there was never a space to breathe, catch yourself, find out who was going on. Never was a space.
Just going on from one to the other. Mm-hmm. So when this one down, this one lasts 2 days, this one can last 2 weeks, this one can last 2 months. That's how it was, because I didn't know myself then. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that then.
Yeah, of course.
I know that now, you know, but back then I just was searching. I was searching, you know, coming from a single parent home, no father figure in the home. Thing is, I never smoked, I never drank growing up as a teenager. Never used foul language growing up as a teenager, but just this unsatiable desire just to have this love and try to find it in these females, that it just caused devastation in my adult life. And I started out at age 21. That's the thing about it. When a younger lady who would have taken my virginity at age 21, that's when, you know, the floodgate swung wide open for me from 21. Before then, it was, you know, it was just Troy, good little boy, church. And I was like the author in the book, single, save, and having sex.
I read that book. Yeah. She actually came to BFM to talk about it.
Right. When she came to BFM, I was single then. Myself and my cousin, Monique Caesar,
mm-hmm.
we hosted one night, man. She was one of the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there actually.
But you stated that
it costs you, right? Because that's a heavy word. It costs you. So it was emotional, it was physical, it was spiritual. What was the penalty? What was the price? What was the result?
Yeah, the result, I would say, I became like Father Abraham. You know, my son would tell you, he has 9 siblings, and he knows all of them. Yes. You know, one died, it would have been about 11 or 12. Yeah, one died. Mm-hmm. And so I have 10 beautiful children, and 3 minor children. Three minor children. The other children are adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm visiting my daughter here in North Carolina, you know, and she was a product of my, what we call it, insecurity, my decision-making and my bad decision-making. But the thing is, you know, what I always say at the end of the day, what the devil made for bad, God still turned around to make it good.
Yes.
But going through the process, it was devastating, because when that happened, I was separated, not legally, from my then wife there. And see, I called myself, the woman I dwelt still was a little better than me. I think I still look better than her. I almost got to the point as the woman up the well, you know. So they tell me 3 strikes and you're out. And so I guess I'm on number 3 and I then out. So only God could, you know, fix that for me.
Was there ever a time when someone tried to speak truth to you? Maybe on the second job, the third job. Was there ever a time when someone just sit you down and say, hey, you know, your seed is sacred?
See, what happened? No, because a lot of people didn't know. I never shared about my children, having that amount of children, until I met the last wife, when I would have told them, do you know that I have X amount of children on XYZ? So I was able to be transparent, because I was in that process of being delivered then.
Mm.
But nobody, because they didn't know. The good people or the Christian people really didn't know. It only was the people that was out there in the world, they would have known and stuff like that.
So why did you keep it a secret?
Because I wasn't proud of my actions. I really wasn't proud of my actions. And so it wasn't like for me, it wasn't a badge of honor going through it. I know it was wrong, but it was like, I just was addicted. That's how come I became an addiction therapist to date because
so
of that.
So let's be specific. What were you addicted?
Just having sex. There were times I could tell you in my first marriage, I remember I telling people, that's my sister who lived with me. And I would go like around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, or I say I work in a late night shift, or I work in 24-hour shift just to go see X, Y, Z. That's how bad. And it wasn't, it's just, I just had to go do it. Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about the turning point then, because you have a lot of people who are addicted to sex, and some are proud to say, some are ashamed to say it as well, as we know. What was your turning point that made you say, you know what, I can't live like this. I can't live like this anymore. This is not my turning.
My turning point, it came, I remember I Pastor Pinder. He's gone now. I remember him giving two mentors to me. It was David Knowles and it was Ethan Moss. And I remember them telling me, you know, you got a calling in your life, but you have some issues that you need. And I remember David Knowles sending me to Grand Bahama to see Susan J. Wallace. And it was when I, 2014, I always remember going to see her with my my son's mother then, who was my wife then. I remember going to see her. And she, after she counseled us and everything to get back together, and she told me to cough into the bucket. I said, what does woman tell me cough for? So I decided, you know what, I can cough in the bucket. When I cough into the bucket, I cough up blood. And when I cough up blood, she said, there's a symbol of the rejection of your father in your life, the desire of you having your father. And I just broke down crying because I always wanted to have a father. The only real father I really had in my life mentoring was Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yeah.
And you know, Pastor Pinder. And the men in the first church, but they were much younger then. But that's when deliverance started to take place in John. I always remember John 8 and 36, where it talked about, so if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And I went out on highways and byways talking about this deliverance. But me, I didn't know I had to walk in that deliverance. Because, yes, you were delivered, but I realized that you have to stay in the process of being delivered, and then you will be delivered. But I made some missteps in between of that steps until I really recommitted myself and rebaptized. And between 2014 and 2019, where I was searching, where I was walking in deliverance, slipping and sliding, but I was not in that type of lifestyle that I came into prior to 2014.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing in all of this, obviously, you know, a righteous man falls. What, 7 times the Bible say, right? So I'm not even going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the fact that the deliverance came forth when the enemy was exposed, which is the spirit of rejection because of your father. That stronghold. I want to stick a pin right there. You want to talk about that a little bit? I want you to do that for me.
Okay. My father was a pastor. He's since gone home to glory, I hope. He was a minister. He was a pastor of a church in Liberty City, St. Matthew's Missionary Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, growing up as a child, I carried his name and everything. And I always used to tell, my daddy is a pastor. My daddy is a psychologist. He lectures at the University of Miami. He did all those things. But I always talk positive about my daddy until I became an adult and realized my father really, or my sperm donor then, really wasn't a father for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to become a father like him, and I think I became worse than he was. And what happened was that the only thing I ever got from that man was $17. That's the most. And my rust suit, which was too tight for me. And so I never knew what it is to be a man until I really reached in my 40s. That's sad. And so I would have caused so much devastation in the lives of women, the ones I married, the ones I didn't get married, the ones who mothered children for me and stuff like that while I try to find my way. So there was no relationship. And I think although there were some what we call risk factors for me getting into a lifestyle of crime, drugs, alcohol, the risk factor of me having multiple partners was great. Yeah. And so the only protective factors I would have had that actually assisted me was those men who was assigned as mentors to me in my later years. And then in my earlier years, like Gregory Bethel, Hugh DeRoe, God Rule, Stephen Duncan, those kind of, my brother Jason, those kind of who were, I would say, the protective factors that helped me, but still I went off.
We have a lot of messages here, just congratulating you and just giving God praise for your deliverance. Just before we take a break, I'm going to get this call. Let me see if we can get the caller still here. The call is still there?
Call is still there.
Let's check. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon.
Hello, Miss Anna.
Hi.
Wonderful. Good afternoon to you and your guest. First, we must establish there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, for many reasons, there are some men run after women out of their marriage for many different reasons. And there are some men who stay faithful to their wife. Some men run after other women because maybe the other woman is how the woman treat them better than their wife. Or the woman may look more better, prettier, like we will use that word, than their wife. And it is a spirit. It's just a spirit that we are desire to follow these things, and it overcome us. But when one are really, truly now know that, hey, something that I have done wrong in my marriage or my girlfriend or whatever, and truly repent, because the Bible said in Titus 3:3, for we have all committed some type of sin. You see? So, and that is all, you know, that when we realize that, hey, I'm stepping out, and does it make sense what I'm doing, until we fall back in line, if we are a believer. See, it look more shameful when one who confess as a believer, stepping out of their marriage, going to have an affair with another woman. See, the man who is out there, even though it's wrong to him also now, but it don't bring in the church that we're supposed to know better. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. What are your views on what the caller just said, Troy?
I actually could not hear the call at all.
At all?
At all?
Brittany?
You can hear the call at all.
I'm so sorry.
If you could summarize it.
No, he basically was saying that you know, everyone has like their means of wanting to step out of their relationship. You have persons who want to because, you know, of generational issues. You have people who just look lust over women who are beautiful or whatever have you. But that's just basically the way that people function. Because he said it's nothing new under the sun. People have been doing this for a long time. However, you know, as he stated, it's wrong. So he basically was just giving his views and saying, you know, this isn't something that God would want us to do, et cetera. So I appreciate the caller. And he is right. You know, this is under the sun. And he also stated that, we have a choice. You know, at the end of it all, we have a choice. However, even in the decisions that we make, there, like the Bible says, sometimes we want to do good, but evil is present within us. So you have people who are overcome not necessarily, yes, they do have a choice, but you have some strongholds, as you've stated before, that would cause someone to not do the right thing. You know what I mean? You have generational curses where you have a really good man who really loves his wife, but there was a door that he opened that may have caused him or caused the enemy to come and infiltrate, you know, in that particular man to allow him to be led astray. Yes, we have choices, but when your spirit man is weak, you're going to fall prey to those curses. That's my opinion. All right, you can unmute Troy. Let's hear your view.
I'm saying is that, okay, yes, we all have choices, but a lot of time our choices are influenced by the information that we have. And then also if you have strongholds that pull in, then they contaminate the choices that you would make. And then also we have to look at the resiliency factor within each and every one of us. And all of that is tied in. And I like to even talk about cognitive dissonance.
Mm.
And cognitive dissonance, the Bible talks about cognitive dissonance when Paul talks about, you know, that thing I want to do, but I do not do, or wretched man am I.
Mm-hmm.
And so that whole thing is, I realize that you have to stay connected to the source. If you don't stay connected to the source, to the kind of decision, especially when you have strongholds in your life, and coming from my mother, father of our life, and my mother had 28 brothers and sisters. And so many of my first cousins and so forth have like 15, 20. And so when you look at that stronghold coming from that generation, that line is a lifetime battle. Even in my family group, they like to tease me, or which one of y'all have the most children and stuff like that. And so the thing is, you have to stay connected. When you don't, when you don't stay connected, focused, like seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you can slip and slide. That's what the devil like to actually bring bad reputation to the kingdom of God. When we who call the people of God, when we don't stay aligned with God and we slip here and you say, he never changed, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah.
I agree with you. We're going to take a quick break, Troy. So for those who are just coming in, we have with us Troy Clark, the first. Okay, he's not a senior, he's the first, all right? And, you know, he's sharing, yes, he's been in multiple relationships consecutively. Whenever one is gone, he goes straight into the other one. He's been married a few times. How many times have you been married, Troy? Three times. He's been married three times. You know, he shared, look, he was not a faithful man growing up. However, there was a pivot. And, of course, we're going to share a little bit more about that right after this break. God is faithful, y'all.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Eric brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Eric, it's not just a scent. It's a nature moment.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important. 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Christ. Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With newer items, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent healthcare, primary healthcare for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates of crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. For those who are tuning in now, we're having a ball. We only have a few minutes left, so I want to see if we can read some of the messages here on Facebook and YouTube, because we have them. This Facebook and YouTube is having a blast here. So we got the answer. For those who are still tuning in and want to answer, the question was, there's another call. Okay, give me 1 second. The question was, and look for the question now. It says, do you believe a man who has lived unfaithfully can truly change and become full? Why or why not? But in the midst of all of that, we had a few persons that were just thanking God for the for Troy's deliverance, as stated. Someone says, for context, the Bo bloodline runs Bo Clark. The men have lots of children. Emphasis on the S. Someone says, thank you for your transparency, Mr. Clark. Someone says, hi, Mr. Clark. We met before at the NTA, and from then I could tell you had a testimony from Texas. So just before we continue this conversation, we have another call. Let's see if we can get this caller in. Good afternoon. You're Lane Talk Show. Let's see.
Good afternoon. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, Mr. Clark. Sir, I respect you. See, there are a lot of people that are here that say they are saved, but they're not delivered. It's okay to be okay saved, but once you're not delivered from what you're saved from, you're still in a situation. I kind of have lived a life, when I was in the world, I kind of lived a life like what you had lived. In the world, when you live like that, you're a man. You feel like you're a man. You're five women, six women, you're mine. You know, but the best thing that ever happened to me 9 years ago when my wife was on her bed. I said dying bed because she died. And I asked her to forgive me. for what I have done to her. And she has forgiven. I don't care what nobody say but my past life. I don't care. I don't care no more. My wife has forgiven me. And that meant the world to me.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carla.
You know, it meant when my wife told me that she forgave me. I felt like a brand new person. But I can continue listening, brother, and you encouraging a lot of us men out here. I'm gonna continue listening.
Thank you for calling. Thank you, Carla. Yeah. All right, so Troy, if you want to, you can share your views on what the caller stated, and then we go straight into your question.
Yes, you know, I just applaud the caller too, because I could share several bouts when of forgiveness that actually helped me to move forward. Even I would even say, my last wife, when she left, that took me not to another dimension, but I think it took me to another stratosphere. Although it might have been traumatic for me, although I thought I was living the right life then, it moved me to a place where God has positioned me that I gotta help other men not to make those same stupid mistakes, or not even mistakes, bad decisions that I would have made in my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping the next generation not to make the same type of decisions that I would have made on the vulnerable population, our female population.
That part. And because it starts at home. So, I know we shared earlier that you have your son with you. And I want to know, what are some of the things that you talk to your son about regarding relationships? How old is he? And what do y'all usually talk about?
He's there on the side, they're smiling at me. Mm-hmm. Right? But I remember about a month or two ago, and we talked about dating. He said, I think I'm ready to start dating. And so he said that, but I ain't seen nobody I'm interested in yet. You know, I was a relief for me. I said, at least he ain't going down the other path of same-sex lifestyle.
Oh, Lord.
But he interested in girls, right? And then I said to him, make sure they're just like your mother, godly woman. Make sure you don't have sex before you get married. And make sure you don't make the same silly, stupid mistakes that your daddy would have made. I say, you name Troy Edward Clark II, you have to be better than me. Because when I dead and go on, you have to live the legacy that when I lived. And that's the kind of conversation I would have had with him.
I love that. And for women who are praying for their husbands to change but feel hopeless right now, you know, what advice, if we have like 2 minutes for you to share that, would you give to those women?
Advice I would say, like I took on my lifetime mantra, all men fall, but the great ones get back up. You do not drown by falling into the water. You drown by staying there. I would say, speak over your husband, your significant other lives, pray for them, and encourage them on their strengths, and don't always pull them down on the weaknesses. Because I remember even my child's mother, she always prayed for me. She always encouraged me. And I always remember the words today from several of them saying, you know what, you want your children to see? Oh, that's my daddy out there. So, you know, men, we can change, but we have to actually connect with God, and we have to stay connected to God to see that change continuously. We can't just be saved. We have to be saved. We have to be in saved, and we will be saved. So we have to walk out our salvation with
fair and trembling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Troy, thank you so much. There's so much more that I want to share and I would like for you. So I want to make sure that we try to take advantage of the 10 minutes. I want to read some other insights now from Facebook and YouTube. Someone says, I don't like how we sometimes say he is just being a man when there is cheating. It's almost like we are accepting a curse. Believe it or not, there are some cultures, some Caribbean cultures, who believe in the fact that, hey, if you're cheating, it's no big deal. And I hate it when we as Bahamians say, man, that's a Bahamian thing. That's what we do. That's a part of us. I don't like that at all. That we're accepting the fact that, hey, we have a cheating community or a group of people, you know, and it's accepted as the norm. I don't like that as well. Someone says, we have to speak life over our men. That is absolutely correct. What are your thoughts real quick, Troy?
Speak what you see them doing. You speak what you want them to be according to the word of God.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't my praying mother, even the two wives I would have had before who prayed for me, they are materializing right now, because when I experienced my Damascus Road experience, when I went to therapy, I stayed in therapy for an entire year. And it was because of that and Jesus Christ that actually has me on this path. I say, any relationship I tell females I meet today now, any relationship I get in, you cannot have sex before marriage. I say, I did it that way before, and I messed up. I didn't survive. I can't do it that way at this age. And I almost own the glory now, so I got to get it right and keep it right.
I love that. I love the way that God has transformed you. And the caller that called in, you know, that says, hey, I had this life. It is sad that sometimes we have to get to the point where God has blessed us with someone, and then that person is on there. Not saying this is his case, but that person is on their dying bed in order for us to get it together. Or that person decides that they want to leave you in order for you to get it together. So it's like, it's
because in my story,
yeah,
my change happened, everything. I remember when I got recommitted, I got rebaptized. My then wife got up, had my cell phone numbers, everything, answer my phone, my PIN number and everything. But the damage that I would have created in that man leaving, she had to leave, because for her sanctity, she had to leave for her to survive.
Yeah.
And she had to leave. And like I told her a couple of months ago, you know, thank you. That's the best thing you ever did for me, was when you left me, because now I am walking in purpose.
Wow. I wanted to say something, but I can leave that. I can leave that alone. So, and I always believe that God can restore, but I can leave that one alone, because I get in that, and I can say that on air, right? So, well, Troy, so what are we doing now, man? Because you are a whole man. You are in Christ. Bible says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. So what's happening now? Like, how are you viewing relationships now that you know, you've been through that process and journey?
That I say every day about developing me to be the man that God wants me to be for the woman that God sent me. And when God sent me this woman, that I would know that. So I pray this every day. And so basically, I stay focused on the mission, the vision that God has given me. And I try not to get distracted, because there are distractions out there. And so I have to keep tunnel vision. And I have to, sometimes I come across so crude and rude to people, and they don't say, you know what? I don't want to get distracted, because I know where that is leading. And yeah, a lot of times, don't be women in the world. It's sometimes be the women right in who's supposed church to be in the church, mm-hmm, that can get you distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And so focus on what God called me to do. And I do desire to be married once and for all for life.
Amen.
I don't want to be the woman at the well.
No. So what advice then would you give for the women who, I think I asked a similar question, but this one I want to be more, I want you to hone in more on her. I know, because you're saying sanity is important, but I also believe in prayer and resilience, you know, and not getting weary and well-doing. I believe in just praying and fasting until that person changes. Not everyone could go through that journey, but what is your advice on that?
My advice is that help that man find a good Christian therapist, because he needs therapy, because that's why God give fasting and praying wouldn't cut it alone. It will help, but make sure get that man into therapy so that he can actually see the errors in his ways and he can know how to get the life skills to actually walk. Yes, a Christian therapist can actually practically bring that Bible out in that man, so that it could show him the pathway to keep him. Because, yes, encourage him to go to church, pray over him, but I would say let him seek professional help as well.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Thank you so much, Troy, for being a part of your Lean Talk Show. You've been a blessing. You've had callers who claim that you've blessed their lives. You know, you have people on Facebook and on YouTube, you know, just congratulating you for saying yes to purpose and yes to transformation and walking in his deliverance. I just want to reiterate some points from what Troy has stated. Troy, can you mute your mic for me? And one of those things is the fact that, you know, he had to seek the fact that, hey, I've found that it's a stronghold. So he actually had to identify the issue. He wasn't in denial. He realized that something was not right. Okay? And after he identified that issue, he went and to seek help. So as he stated before, it could be a Christian therapist, it could be a pastor, someone you trust, someone who you, when you look at their lifestyle, you can tell that there's fruit. Okay? That's important. All right? And he was able to walk out his deliverance. Of course, he made a little stumble. He stumbled a bit, but that's okay. Right? Dust his knees off, and he kept on going. That's what the Christian walk is all about, really. You know, and so with that, he understood that deliverance is a process, and he continued on walking in that deliverance. And I want to encourage the women out there, look at our husbands, our sons, or even whatever man that is in your life, and we wonder, will they ever change? But let me let you know one thing. God specializes in transforming hearts, all right? He said in Ezekiel 36 and 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Now, when I was in my prayer time, you know, the only thing I could recite to God is that, hey, you said that you would change his heart. You would give him a heart of flesh from the stony heart. And all these other things that I'm praying, I'm literally giving, I was giving God back his word. He says, and such were some of you. This is 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So for those who may be struggling with lust, lust doesn't have to have the final word. God's word is final, okay? And of course, for us women at large and men, because men are tuning in as well, you know, if you have... you're feeling weary, the Bible says, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint. I have, and I'm one of them, and there are many others who can testify that prayer still works. It still works. God can still transform the heart of kings. So, obviously, and I want you to know that he loves your significant other more than you do. That's important. My final question to you, though, Troy, is unmute your mic because I need this. This is a juicy, juicy question. You ready for it?
Go ahead.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Yes, he will do it.
Thank you so much.
He is doing it. He is doing it.
Okay. He is doing it, and yes, he can. Yes. So we're going to end the show there because it's 4:59, y'all, and I got to go. Right? So I want to thank you so much, Troy. Thank you to our Facebook and YouTube audience. Thank you so much for those who have been calling in. I'm sorry for the caller that was trying to call. We are out of time. Blame Dwight Strong for that. Okay. All right. So thank you to my sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. So it's 5 o'clock, y'all. Yes, it was a good show. Thank you so much. God is faithful. And thank you for those who are continuously listening to our show. God bless you. Until next Sunday, everyone.
We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we be isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark.
Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hannah. We'll be right back.